Today we have with us Sukeena Shbihi. Thank you for joining. You're oddly quiet today.
I won't be in a few minutes, but I'm just waiting for everybody to join.
Yes. Yeah, I guess we can start and then everyone can join me. And then we can start. Glad about the connection معنا اليوم. So that's cool.
Yes, it's I don't want to say that because like I don't want to jinx it. So.
yeah, makes perfect sense. By the way, if you're joining the live, or if you already joined the live, don't forget to share, tag your friends, spam them. I'm pretty sure they have nothing else to do right now. But yeah, just tag them and share the live on maybe a group you're part of, maybe like a group for work or other classmates. So yeah, don't hesitate to share. What did they say? Like sharing is caring, right?
I think you're the one.
Ma'amri famzi dik el sentence memo. Sharing is caring. Yeah, that's the spirit. Okay. Donc اليوم بعد الموضوع اليوم هو working from home without going crazy. وهذيك without going crazy كانت صراحة من you know it was really interesting for me. I think because a lot of us are going crazy already. Some of us already went crazy, so there is no hope for them. عندنا ما نديرو لهم you know set خطاخ مي the people اللي باقي ما حماقوس في الدار شنو يقدروا يديروا. دونك غنهضروا على working from home, شنو هما the common issues ديال working from home, غنهضروا على how to deal with them. دونك we are interested in solutions obviously, ماشي غير ranting about working from home. And yeah, we'll also talk about home office, the concept ديال home office, ولا علاش اصلا خصك يكون عندك بلاصه فين كتخدم منها من الدار, like the why, and also how does it look like generally, right? The fireplace helps a lot. I mean, I definitely recommend that. Although je pense غير يدخل الصيف, donc I'm not sure it's going to be very relevant.
It looks beautiful all the time, so that's good.
Yeah, but when it's hot, it makes it even more hot. So yeah, not good.
Sure.
Okay. So and then yeah, and then we can chat a little bit about other things related to working remotely and working from home specifically. Okay, it's 8:05. Let's start. Let's start with the basics. Tell us a little bit about what do you do. A demography, of course. I mean, I know, but maybe not everyone knows. So yeah, what do you do in a nutshell at demography? What is Head of Growth to begin with? Okay, maybe don't explain Head of Growth because that's going to take hours.
Yeah, I think you started with the toughest question of them all. Okay, I'm leading growth at demography. I started with the team back in Hidden Founders days and then moved on to Unite Remote and now with demography. It's at the intersection of marketing, sales, and product. So it's a little bit of the three. So growth is basically doing anything that needs to be done to get the product growing. And that sometimes means, you know, preparing sales enablement material that can help in sales calls. Sometimes that means doing marketing, doing ads, doing email marketing. And sometimes it means intervening on how we pitch the product or what the product is itself. So yeah, it's the easiest way to explain it is it's at the intersection of the three. So product, sales, and marketing.
Nice. All right, cool.
I cannot hear you. Okay, I think there's maybe a problem with the mic.
Hello?
Yes, now I can hear you again.
Okay. Yeah, the mic keeps switching for some reason. I guess just trying to make my life miserable. yeah, hopefully it doesn't do that again. Okay, I think though I'm not getting sound in my headphones. Let me check that.
Okay, as in you cannot hear me?
Si, me hearing you through lap.
Okay.
Is it working?
I'm guessing. It's working for me. I mean, I can hear you.
That's weird. Okay.
I mean, this is the perfect start for remote chat because this is something that happens every single day when you work remotely. So I guess, yeah, it's very on brand.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, every Zoom call, that's kind of how it starts usually.
Of course. I mean, the new high is, can you hear me?
Yeah. It's really weird, but Malqis Saraha, she alternative to, yeah. Every Zoom call starts with, yeah, can you hear me? And then everyone is saying the same thing. Like, everyone who joins is saying, like, can you hear me? Can you hear me? It's like, okay, we need to do better than this. Remember, بدأوا بلا كيسيون الأولانية اللي كانت صراحة اللي مهم بعد واحد دو سمين جو بونس working remotely. I mean, كاملين خدمنا remote from home at some point in time before COVID, bien sûr. Few days per week, something like that. Mais je pense une fois دزنا كاملين remote, بدأت واحد لا كيسيون كتعاود هي ديال this is a little bit hard doing it full time from home. Does it get better? Does it get worse? واش كاين شي ولا this is it, like it just doesn't work?
I don't think saying it just doesn't work is very fair. It definitely gets easier. I think it definitely gets easier. And I also think that it, like, the way we're currently working remotely is not a good way to measure whether it's a successful experience for us or not. Because a lot of us are working in unusual circumstances. So some people are not in their usual home. Some people are not, some people have kids with them at home. So it's not really ideal for remote work. And remote work usually does not happen like that. So it would be a little unfair to judge based on lockdown remote. But based on previous experiences of working remotely, like before lockdown, I would say it does get easier because you start to understand how you work. And that's the most important part. You start to understand, like, what makes you tick, what helps you focus, and what your team needs from you when you work remotely. So it's really just continuous iterations. I'm definitely not saying that it's a successful experience for everybody all the time. It's more successful for some people than others, but in general, it can be made to work.
Yeah. I keep hearing that you just need to do this and it's gonna work and it's gonna be easy. I mean, it's been working, Zema. Well, Zema, I've been productive and all. But je pense, you feel like there is a little bit of friction. Je pense, voilà, maintenant, when you want to talk to teammates, you need to book a call. You need to, like, do. Sync time, do Zoom, and then share Zoom links, and then they join, and then you need to accept them for Zoom call, and then when they join, they're like, "Hey, can you hear me?" I'm like, "No, I can't hear it." It's like, come on, it's like this is so painful, mate. Jobans, I think we all had to do it. I guess it makes it a little bit easier. May based on your research, and I know that you did a lot of research. Jobans, can observe the aspects. Again, where do you work from? How do you work? Like habits, things like that. Me, let's start with هذا partie déjà ديال مثلا, I guess easiest part here. Where do you work from déjà? Right.
As in, like, your home setup.
Yes.
Okay.
Does it matter? Does it make a difference?
Yes, it does make a difference. Yes, that's my experience. It does make a difference, and I can say this because I've worked in, like, very, very different setups. I mean, I've worked from some, you know, just unusual locations. Like, I've been visiting, for example, parents or family, and I've worked, like, in sala فوق واحد الخدمة ولا شي حاجة. And then
the most common workplace also.
Exactly. And then I've worked from my own couch because I didn't have a desk yet. And then I worked from a desk. So yeah, there are very different setups and I've tried many of them. I would say that it's not really about, like, the hardware or the setup itself. It's really more about the environment that you're in. So for example, I've worked from my couch for a long time when lockdown started, before I actually got a desk. And my couch was from where I used to work when I used to work remotely back before COVID. And so I'm used to it. It's for me, it's a spot where I can focus. I have my own, like my own setup, and I know the way to go about it. And that made it a good enough experience. And I think it's important to underline this part good enough, because sometimes like your home setup may not be ideal, but the idea is to have a good enough setup and then keep iterating on it. Because just like small, tiny changes can make a huge difference for you. So don't wait until you can like create the perfect workspace. Like start doing small iterations. It helps to have a place where you can put your laptop, where you can take notes if you need to. If you do need a monitor, you know, maybe you need a monitor beside you. I've used my TV multiple times as a monitor. That's also a hack you can use. It's mostly just trying to define what is the minimum for you, what's the minimum that you need to be good, and try to set that up slowly and steadily.
Je pense, maintenant, you give the example they are working from, maintenant, salon. خدم من salon. Around, خدم تم الكولوار. Je pense le plus important, هو ولا اللي كي كري المشكلة هو إلى شكون اللي معك في الدار. Right.
Exactly. That's the environment.
إذا كنت جيب وحدك في الدار. Yes. I mean, je pense que shout out to someone from the office اللي does calls من فوق. لا ماشينا لا في هذيك ياك.
Right.
و بعد تقدر تخدم من البالكون تقدر تخدم من الكوزينه تخدم من ما كنتي الا كنتي بوحدك في الدار بيان سور مي الا ما كنتيش بوحدك في الدار سي لا فين كيبدا البروبليم حاجه ديك الساعه ما يمكنش تخدم في الصاله او ميم طون واحد كيتفرج في بوم
اكزاكتلي يا اي مين ذاتس وات اي مينت باي انفايرمنت بيكوز لايك فور مي ذير واز ا هيوج ديفرنس بتوين صالات اللي خدمت فيهم like في واحد صالة مش بحال صالة أخرى because it depends on who's around you at home if they understand that you're actually working you're not just on your laptop if they understand that they need to respect your working hours if they understand that they can't just shout in the middle of a call it's really a huge part
yes some people love Some people love talking on the phone and they do it like loud. It's Okay, donc le home setup c'est good enough. How do you define good enough? C'est واش خص يكون عندك home office كيف ما كيسميه ولا you can just work from anywhere?
I don't think I know that a lot of people probably disagree with me, but I don't think that a home office is absolutely
I also disagree, but go ahead.
For good enough. That again, for good enough. Because again, from my own experience, like working from my couch has been okay, has been good enough for me for the past, like for a few weeks or for a few months. Mm-hmm. And I think what makes the difference is, are you comfortable? Because it's not really about whether you're at like a desk or couch or bed or whatever. It's, are you comfortable? Are you working? Like, is it okay for your back? Are you able to focus? It's like your laptop at the right level for your eyes. It's mostly these things. And I think each one of us works differently. So some people would need probably like a notebook and they need to jot down stuff. And in which case a desk would come in very handy. And some people, you know, they just need a laptop and they can get to it. So there is that. Yeah. It really depends on what you do.
Okay. What about... other things من غير بيان سور home office من غير like home setup plutôt the way does it really matter I guess having good headphones helps I mean we can hear you really well like what are you using
I'm using my laptop
seriously okay
yes
well that's a really good laptop
yeah it helped actually having a good laptop has helped so far
Yeah, je pense also mic helps a lot. Having a really good, having a good mic, having a good camera.
Yeah.
Webcams are a little bit hard to find these days. I tried, you know.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, if you have a webcam, you can be a billionaire these days. You can sell them for a lot of money if you have more than one webcam at least.
Yes.
What about other habits? Je sais que par exemple one of the issues I've been having هو نتغدى في الوقت بون في رمضان سي تي با ان بروبليم مي جوست قبل رمضان ومن مورا رمضان بيان سور having lunch on time. Like I really keep lose track. Hamza and I can be them.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh shit, I didn't have lunch yet. What's happening? What? I know it's not good, and it just kind of messes up the day and everything else. What did you find any tricks for making that work?
Okay, so I'm just, again, I'm going to speak from my personal experience, and it's very recommended that you have a routine that works for you. So I'm going to start there. As long as your routine works for you, that's all that matters. Whether that means that you have lunch at 12 p.m. or whether you don't have lunch and then you have an early dinner, like it really depends on you and what works for you. But the most important part is having a routine. It's not being frustrated by the fact that, like you said, you look at the time and it's like 4 p.m. and you're like, oh, I should have had lunch. And it's just that frustration kind of is very counterproductive. If you take a few days to decide what your natural rhythm is, is it easier for you to just work for a big chunk of time and then take a big break and then go back to it? Or is it like, do you prefer to keep your regular schedule, the one you had in the office? So it really depends on, and depends if you have other people you depend on. So maybe you need to have lunch with family or with someone you're living with, you know, really depends on the person. But for me, what worked was, again, listening to what my rhythm is. And for me, it really works to have a huge chunk of time to work continuously and not stop. I'm able to focus more and I'm able to get more done. So I do that, and then I have an early dinner instead. So that's been working for me. And I've tried to remove the guilt part from it, which is the hardest part.
Nice. And regarding communication with the other team members, je pense que by design, vu que we're not with the people we work with for office anymore, je pense naturellement ma kibqawch dok can you hear me?
Yep, good.
Okay. Je pense qu'il y a des random moments of like meeting people in the kitchen, meeting people like, you know, the water.
Yeah.
You have a water cooler. We have a water cooler.
We do have a water cooler.
although water is free, I don't know why we have a water cooler, but we do have it. How do you recreate those things? Those random moments, c'est-à-dire فين واخا ما خدامش مع شي حد في بروجي ما خدامش معاه في same stuff, vu que you're not gonna meet دابا حتى الكوفي ماشين ولا في الواتر كولا whatever, how do you create those, ولا how do other companies, other startups out there, how do they recreate these the random moments? Watch Slack, you do water cooler channel, like I think that would be a good idea, but yeah.
That is the thing, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
It is a thing.
It's different from random? Like having a random channel?
Well, I guess it's the same as random, really.
Right, yeah.
It's the same as random. It's a very important aspect, actually. It's important not only because it's good that you connect with people who you work with, but it's also good for your mental health. You don't feel very isolated. You feel as you're part of an entity. And that's very good. So the key word here is intentional. It's, you need to be intentional about those things now. If those things used to happen organically and you didn't really need to think meeting your teammates over coffee or something, it's going
intentional,
to
be intentional. Intentional,
well, I mean, they have to be willing, you can't force them.
Yeah, they need to be interested too.
Yeah, I mean, I think after a while working remotely, everybody will understand when you reach out because everybody's probably feeling isolated too. Yeah. So the key is to wait until everybody's desperate.
I think everybody is desperate. At this point, after 2 months, I think everyone is desperate, yeah.
Probably, yes. but yeah, like what a lot of companies also do is in the sense of being intentional, I think GitLab, they have an entire guide around informal communication. And again, the keyword is being intentional about it and setting it up. Like, you need to be, you need to set those things up and let them roll. Maybe it's a channel where you match people. Maybe it's a weekly chat that you have where you hang out with the entire team. Some people have like a Zoom link that's permanently like available and where people can go in and out to maybe have lunch together or, you know, just hang out. Water cooler type of stuff does help too, like Slack channel that is a water cooler kind of thing. But yeah, I think at least like some of the experiments that really yielded good results are when you get people to talk and you make that a regular thing. Whether it's individuals, like whether it's by pairs or three people, or it's a group chat, but like having it as a regular thing so that people can tune in if they're available. And I think most people will try to find the time to do that. But it's, yeah, and you just talk about other things. You just decide that you're not going to be talking about work. Maybe talk about TV shows, maybe books that you're reading, or, you know, just anything, but not work. And I think at the beginning it feels weird, it feels awkward, because you just sent someone a link to tell them, come on, let's have an informal conversation, and you're very self-aware of that. But I think after doing that once or twice, you completely forget about that. And I know that because on my third call, I remember that I did not even realize that it was a planned call. It was just like a conversation in the hallway, and we got so deep in the conversation, it felt really good. And then, yeah, and you just keep an eye on the time, obviously. But
I think I know the person you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
I don't think you do. Okay. I don't think you do.
Really? Okay. Yeah, probably got the wrong person. Okay, so communication, you just got to be intentional. C'est-à-dire, you got to reach out to people. Hey, let's have a call.
Yeah.
Let's have a call. Don't Sheldon style from the Big Bang Theory, like three times, and then people will get annoyed and then jump on calls with you, right? Okay, what else?
The mic again.
We covered the home setup, we covered communication, we covered, I think most of the most important things. What else do you see is very we covered like tiny habits, like when do you have lunch? What else do you feel like
about lunch
is very important? Yes.
Yeah, about lunch, just to add something there. I think the morning habit is the most important one. And it's because the morning and the evening one. Lunch is an inconvenience, if you will. The first thing you do when you wake up is very crucial. Well, not the first thing you do. I mean, that's up to you. Like the set of first things you do before you start working, it's kind of what sets the routine for you in the day. And so you're telling your brain, okay, this is the equivalent of a commute. We're going to work. And so that's very important. Like,
Blech. You talked about commute. And questions you want to ask with the team. Do you wear your work clothes while working from home? By the way, I'd like to ask you and ask all the people who are watching
yes,
us live.
Yes, it's a very important question.
واش فاش كتفيق الصباح وكتبدا تخدم واش كتبقى ببيجاما ولا كتلبس حوايجك اللي كتمشي بهم للخدمه؟ Well, I have a follow-up question. Let's talk this about this topic. What do people do? What the heck do people do in this situation? Like, what's the best practice?
Well, I mean, there are best practices and there's what people actually do. Yeah. I think there are two sides to this, two parties. So the first party are of the opinion that you need to get changed because it means that you started the day. Right. The second party says, well, you're staying at home. What are you trying to prove? Just stay in your PJs. Like, what's the problem? And
fair point.
I'm not going to lie, at first, like at the very beginning of this, I was from the first team, on the second team. So I was like, you know, I'm working from home. I don't have to wear jeans again. Like, why would I bother? And then I became kind of between the two because I started having like calls, maybe with the team, maybe clients. And so you kind of need to look like you're not living in a cave. So try to look okay. And frankly, after I tried that, I started advising people to do that because it really worked for me. Like that routine of getting ready in the morning that resembles what I used to do before when I used to go out to work. It really helped. And I feel actually ready when I sit down on my desk. It also encourages you to put on your camera, which is something that I cannot stress enough. It's really, really important to put on your camera when you work remotely. Dans la limite du possible, obviously, whenever you
yeah,
can.
Yeah, I always use
very, very. Of course. Yes, either.
I use the camera except for whatever. This is the only time where I actually use the camera. But yeah, so, okay. So you advise you should wear like your normal work attire, right?
Well, not necessarily.
Well, wait. Some of us go to work, you know, in pajamas. So that's still, you know, that's still
valid. Sure. I mean, yeah. So when it was colder, I was wearing like hoodies. It's fine. Whatever you usually use for work.
What about shoes? Shoes are weird. Like you're working remotely from home. Do you wear shoes? I mean, it's a little bit weird, right?
It's very weird. I think if you wear shoes, you're a psycho. Why would you wear shoes?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a step. That's a step too.
You can wear socks if you need that. Well, you can, shoes though.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for answering that question, Deja. Because like it was on my mind for so long. I don't know why it's important, but somehow I kept thinking about it. What other sort of either common issues that you see working from home based on your research, or common sort of tips that you were like that are also maybe like counterintuitive, like you saw them and you're like, huh, that's interesting. We're not doing that. Also, by the way, don't hesitate to share with us your tips. Il en comme des astuces. Don't hesitate to share them with Sukaina. She might find them useful. as far as me, I'm a lost cause, so I'm not even trying. But and obviously, if you have questions for me or for Sukaina, don't hesitate to also share them. Vers la fin del call today or live today, we'll try to answer them, of course. I think we have a question from Fatim Zahra. And probably it's a question for you. How do you survive sitting on a desk all day for work or just for a long time? Well, first of all, yes. I mean, go ahead.
You can go ahead if you have better tips. I mean, I'm all in for it.
Well, I think that déjà that you shouldn't sit on your desk for too many hours. Je pense it's not good for your back déjà. And your posture and everything else. I mean, you're just gonna probably die. Like... the best practice there is to. Extreme case, like you pomodoro, they only work like 25 minutes and then they get up and do like they walk or something like that. I don't know. It worked for me. It works for some things, not all things. Mais je pense the best practice is what you work like an hour, 2 hours, and then take a walk, right? And have like, split the day into like four parts or something like that. But I think for your brain, it helps a lot to take breaks. Maybe like if you finish something, don't start the next thing right away. Like, you know, work on something. Once you're done with it, take one break, deal 15 minutes, all right, and then start the other thing. It helps physically, but also helps with creativity.
Yeah, definitely.
Looking for you, head of growth, creativity. I mean, come on, right? Marketing people.
I mean, it's not just about sitting, like this accent, it's not just about the sitting, it's also about your mental, like your mental capacity. For me, I take a lot in the beginning, like a lot of the times, and I felt very, very badly about it afterwards. I'm trying not to curse, but yeah, I felt very badly afterwards, and it's what taught me.
Please don't curse.
I'm trying.
Kids might be watching this.
But yeah, it really is. Again, it's maybe a little bit counterintuitive because you might just take a break to have lunch, for example. But it really helps to have other breaks. And for me, what I do is maybe I'm going to have like a coffee break or a tea break, and I'm going to try and take my coffee or tea, you know, either by a window or outside if you can, like on a balcony or something, whatever you can afford, or rooftop, or whatever. But because this brings me to my other point, which is you really need fresh air. Cabin fever is a real thing, and you need to get some fresh air as much as you can.
What
so
is cabin fever, though? Wait, what is cabin? What is cabin fever?
I guess cabin fever is the phenomenon that happens when you are in a place with very low oxygen rates, and it happens inevitably if you're working in the same room. Even if your like windows are open, it doesn't mean that air is circulating properly. And so you need like that breath of fresh air, and it really helps get some oxygen to your brain, and it really helps wake you up.
Okay.
I think we're all familiar with this because it probably happened in your offices too. It happens in offices all the time. If you just forget to open some windows and get some air circulating, you just start to feel the pressure building up. And usually you start feeling a little dumber, so that's your cue. You just need to get, basically, and I usually combine that with, you know, maybe coffee, whatever works for you, maybe just reading outside. And then going back to work. Also what helps is that, like, varying your activities. So maybe if you have a lot of things, a lot of different types of activities in your work, try to place them strategically during your day. So if you have calls, maybe have calls in the afternoon to break from that focus time that you get maybe in the morning and evening.
So you can also sleep on calls?
Yes, you can take on calls.
You so
can,
you take calls, yeah.
You can call lunch. Friends or family. Yeah. It also is a good break. But yeah, it's definitely not a good idea. And you can stretch, you can take a walk, but it's important to move a little bit, at least as much as you can, and not just stay at your chair all day.
Okay. Going back to collaboration, I know it's a big topic, collaboration in general, but again, in the context of work from home. Yeah, I think collaboration in general is hard. Maybe, again, when you're doing it remotely, it's a little bit trickier.
Yeah.
Part of it is communication. Yeah. For example, we hear a lot about over-communicating, right? When you're working with a team, what can you tell us about over-communicating? Like, why is that so important?
It is very important because no one can see you, and so that means that in people's minds you do not exist until you speak in that common channel. It's really just like very much, it's common sense. You are not seeing each other, and so you need to show people, like you need to make your presence count. It's not just about collaboration. It's not just about over-communicating when it comes to like what you're doing. It's over-communicating about everything. It's over-communicating about what times you're available on. It's over-communicating on when do you start your work and when do you end it, in case you have a flexible schedule. It's also obviously about collaboration and communicating what you've been doing, what you've been up to. And this actually goes back to, you know, what you mentioned about those serendipity moments that happen in hallways. That actually is one thing that you lose when you work remotely. And it means that, for example, if I don't come across you in the hallway, like we usually would come across each other in the hallway and would discuss, for example, I'm doing this experiment in marketing, you're doing something. And that kind of things usually create some moments of either advice or, you know, useful criticism and whatever. It just helps you. And so unless you over communicate about what you're doing in whatever means of communication you're using, first it's Slack, unless you over communicate, you're not going to get those moments happening. And you're only going to talk to people during weekly meetings, for example, or in very formal setups. You need to over communicate. You need to talk about what you're doing, explain why what you're doing, communicate about how you like to work, which is also very important. For example, maybe you feel like you need less meetings in your week. You need to communicate about that. You need to tell, for example, people that you perform better in meetings, or just communicate what you feel and how you work, and communicate what you're working on. So,
je pense over communication, one of the most important things, which would be proactive about it, right? Like to actually. So you just do it on your own. Nobody has to ask for it or ask for the information.
Yeah.
Like if someone asks for the information, ça veut dire que you're not over communicating. It just means that you're communicating properly. Over communicating is like when you are done with your day, you're like, hey, here is status update for everyone else team.
Yeah.
Here is what I was up to, here is the challenges I was having, here is these things and so on. Je pense daily sprint meetings helps a lot with that, je pense. Mais après 15 minutes, yeah, peut-être c'est pas suffisant to like talk extensively. Slack helps, emails helps also to like give more details. I think we started a new experiment recently, right? Which is audio updates, daily audio updates, which I do, by the way, every day. Go ahead.
Yes, you do. Okay, so this actually brings us to another concept that is super, super important when you're working remotely. And it's asynchronous communication. And it's communicating when you're not both available at the same time. So it's the opposite of calls and meetings. And that can be anything from leaving a voice note to someone on Telegram or on WhatsApp to recording an update on video. I think we got inspired from this app called standups.io. And basically what it allows you to do is record your daily stand-up and just push it for your team to watch, like stories, like Instagram stories. And the inspiration came from there because we do believe in asynchronous communication. It's super helpful and it frees people up. Because if, for example, you have focus time in the morning and Slack is just, notifications are coming in, it's super annoying. And when you have asynchronous communication set up, it means that you can just leave your messages at a certain time when you're available and you'll get back to check the responses later. I think it's a very important practice to include when you're working remotely.
Yeah. هضرتي على another concept تماك هو asynchronous communication. Je pense it helps also a lot with people they have like different work hours, ولا مثلا people have like a different time zone. So مثلا if you're working with a team في US, by example, القليل بيننا وبينهم هي 5 سوايع الفرق. So there is a lot of time difference there. It helps a lot to have async communication, right?
It does. It really does.
And also, So I think me specifically, like if I, by the way, we have a question we'll get to right away. What do you recommend for مثلا someone who's working in a team and want to make a suggestion على مثلا how they can keep up to date, keep everyone in the loop working remotely? Like, is it غير daily meetings, daily stand-up meetings are fine? Or is it like an email they send to each other at the end of the day? Is it Slack messages? Is it audio? Is it video? Like, what's the best format? I know that we tried different formats. So what kind of works and what doesn't work?
I think based on our experience, I think what worked for us was definitely voice notes. They're easier to record, and so you're more encouraged than actually writing a report and writing like, this is what I've been up to. I think it's not just about the format. It's also about like how you're doing it with your team. It's about agreeing on certain protocol of how you're going to do it. If you have, for example, daily stand-ups or daily meetings, it's not just the daily meetings. It's agreeing on the fact that, for example, those daily meetings are going to include this kind of information. And then we're going to maybe remove this meeting that we used to have because there is no need for it. And I mean, after all, this is the whole point behind asynchronous communication. It's making less meetings.
Having less meetings, yeah. Because people don't love meetings. Love meetings? I don't know. I guess some people love meetings because... Yeah, go ahead.
It's just that you can't keep both because it's asynchronous communication still takes time. It takes some time in your day to take the time to like go through what you've been doing and record that and share it with the team. So if you have to do that and then sit through a meeting of like 3 hours to hear everybody's updates, that's not ideal. And sometimes you're just not in the right mind space. For example, if you are worried about like something that you need to be doing right after the meeting, you're certainly not listening to other people's updates. So it helps to give people the freedom to listen to those things when they have the time and when they're when they have the right mental energy for it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think audio also is probably the easier format to deploy. You just press record, do 2 minutes, and then you're done with it. And you can also like throw in some jokes in there. We have a question from Ayub. Like you, he's been working from salon. So he calls it Inisdari, which is so yeah, I guess that's also a good practice. It, at least change where you work every day. It helps keep things fresh. So basically the home turned into a big office.
Yes.
And it became a little bit stressful. I can relate to that. So what are the tips? And is that normal?
Well, it's very, very common. Yes. It's super common. And I went through that part myself at the very beginning. And this is just to be clear, when I say I went through that part, it's after the research. I mean, I did the research and I still went through that part. So it's
seriously? Okay. Well, that doesn't sound good, but...
Because you keep thinking, you know, maybe it's different for me. Maybe I can make it work.
Yeah.
It's like being unable to unplug when you're working remotely is one of the biggest downsides of remote. And it's something that a lot of people have been speaking about for years now. Yes, فقشات سالي النهار فقشات ما توديكونيكتي من الخدمة كومبليتمون et tu vas plus y retourner. Donc that's a bit challenging. When your laptop is right in front of you, you're tempted to, you know, just like I'm just gonna finish this thing and then I'm good. And when you're working from your couch or study, like Ayub said, it's even harder because even like the physical space, you're probably sitting in the same physical space afterwards in the evening to eat or to watch TV. And that's not ideal at all. It's tricky at first. I think what really helps is to have a very strict routine. And when you unplug, try to have a certain habit that you do after you unplug. So for example, make an event the end of the work day. Whether it be, you know, you get up to make coffee and then, not coffee, not at night. That's just me.
I was going to say that, but thank you.
I'm sorry. You get up to make some tea or you get up to cook dinner or whatever. But, you know, getting up from where you were working and removing any trace that you were working there. So remove the laptop, or if you cannot remove the laptop, just close any tabs that are work related.
Depends, preferably the place that you're going to work is the place that you're going to do like entertainment.
That's not always an option, unfortunately.
I know it's not always an option. If you can do it, like if you imagine, like you have your room and you watch movies there, I don't know, you have a table quelque part for that. Try to work from the table, watch movies, you know, on your bed.
I mean, that's like the ideal scenario. Yeah.
Like you don't have a table? You don't have a table at home?
At first I didn't.
Yeah, now, I've heard also, yeah.
But yeah, it's ideally it's that. Ideally you do have a space that you can dedicate to work and you have a space that you can chill in. But at first for me, it was like two choices. It was bedroom and like living room. And then I was like, okay, I can't work in the bedroom because that means I'm not going to get out of it after I wake up. And that just sucks.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to the living room, but then it means you don't unplug in the evening. It's just maybe like this is going to sound silly, but even just changing where you're sitting, like for example, for me, this place here over here is exactly where I sit when I want to focus and when I want to work. So for me, if I'm sitting there, I'm probably thinking about work. And it's really just that it's trying to separate and compartmentalize in your mind. This is a space where I work and this is a space where I chill. And again, like I said, removing any traces of work. So close your laptop or, you know, close your tabs. And resist the urge to open things or to keep working late. But it's an ongoing problem that you try to solve with different ways and see what works for you. It's not easy to solve and it's very, very common. So it's, don't worry, it's completely normal. Yeah.
Another question from Elias. What are the tools you use to keep track of your day and finish the important tasks? I guess this is always important, of course, like being productive, using the right productivity tools. Mais je pense le point d'Elias, c'est que when you're working from home, it becomes a little bit trickier. Parce que en même temps, كاين le sens اللي هضرتي عليه هو ديال it's hard to finish the to know when to wrap up work, when to move to other things. Mais en même temps, كاين le côté l'autre, هو ديال sometimes there is a lot of distractions, right?
Yes.
Especially when you have people with you at home, right? Like maybe you're working and then someone is watching Netflix. Like, come on. Why are making it harder for me, right?
Respect my feelings, yes.
Yeah, it's a little bit trickier because you're going to have more distractions. And so working on productivity more or like trying to make productivity more efficient, I think it's important. And so, yes. So what are your... some of the tools you were using قبل من الكونفينمون and some what are some of the tools اللي you started using من بعد الكونفينمون.
Okay, so it's for me I don't remember the name of the framework. I think it was a mix of two books. But it's something that I've been working with or trying to work with as much as I can since before lockdown. And again, it's because I used to work remotely quite a few times, and so it's a problem that I've faced before. Although I must say that for me, like in my case, working from home usually makes me more productive because I get less distractions
from your office teammates, right? Okay,
from one specific teammate.
Okay, cool.
I'm joking.
Good to know.
But yeah, it's just not having to answer to everything on the spot. When you're in office, everybody who has something on their hands, they feel that that's the most urgent thing right now. And it's completely understandable because like what you're working on feels urgent too. And so if they come on and they need help, you know, you just want to be helpful and you help. And so it makes it harder. But to go back to Idia's question, it's, the method I use is defining the most important task of the day. I try ideally, which does not happen all the time, but ideally do it the night before when you're ending your job, like when you're ending the work day.
No, قبل ما تسالي النهار, you define what you're going to work on.
Yeah, you define like what's the pending thing that is super important that it gets done tomorrow. And usually it's one big task. And for you, like if that task gets completed, you have done a good job that day. And having that one point of focus is really helpful. What I did afterwards is obviously I adjusted the whole thing to me a little bit because unfortunately, like in my job, I can't just have one thing I'm focused on. Usually there are like plenty of open tabs. And I mean like not literal tabs, but figurative tabs. So I need to keep track of all of those things. So what I did is I do have that one most important task of the day, but then I have a breakdown of Well, there are a few paragraphs. So first one is, what's the most important thing to do that day? And then it's two more things that you could take down, which this is like, you get bonus points if you get them down. It's great if you take them down. If not, it's fine. And then I have a part where it's, am I blocking anyone or anyone blocking me? And this is important when you work in a team, because sometimes something is not super important, but it's urgent because you're blocking someone else, and that task for that someone is important. So this is how I roll now. I have the most important task of the day, and then two more things that I can take down. And then, am I blocking anyone, or is anyone blocking me?
All right. And what about like the tools, like the apps? Do you have any apps that were useful, productivity wise, or using whatever kind of gets Notion?
Notion. Okay. I only swear by Notion. I've never been able to stick to any productivity app. And when I say productivity, I mean like to-do lists.
To-do lists, yeah.
I use the Google Suite, like Google Calendar, and within Google Calendar, they added Google Tasks. So I usually add smaller tasks into that part. And then you can slide them over to your calendar, which is super helpful. We've started, I think, using Linear. I think you use it too. Right. Linear has been really great too. It helps with keeping track of everything that's happening in my school. So it works a bit like GitHub. So there are issues, and you create an issue and you keep track of how it's progressing. So for me, it's a combination of Notion and Linear and Google Calendar with the rest of it. And Notion is where I keep the journaling. So that's what I use for the whole framework, what's the most important thing to do today. And the reason I do that is because I keep track of all the previous days. Sometimes you need to go back to see what was happening, so it helps. And Linear is again, for big picture stuff, and also to give visibility to other people, because yeah, you know, sometimes people need visibility on your whole scope. And Google Calendar plus Google Tasks is just to, you know, dashboard of the day to get started.
Yeah, I use Sena. I use a lot of to-do apps. I think almost every app that is free on iOS, I've tried it at some point. Je pense finalement j'ai rejoint le Google Calendar ou Google Tasks. Surtout the fact that they integrated, that you can create a task when you give it a date, it shows up on the on Google Calendar. It's very cool. Je pense finalement j'ai utilisé ou I use Google Calendar a lot. I lock down le وقتاش غنخدم على كل حاجة. If it's too small, then it's just a task that shows up somewhere. So Notion, yeah. I mean, I use Notion mostly to take notes, keep notes, prepare questions for DevRep, for example. I have them on Notion. What else? Linear, yeah. Linear is a new thing we're using. It's similar to Trello and Jira, if you know Trello and Jira. So nothing crazy there. It has this cool UI, very simple, very fast. And we use it to document our sprints for engineering, marketing, sales, though they don't use it. I don't know what's happening with sales. But yeah. But Linear is cool, yeah. I don't know if it's public, like publicly available yet, but it has some really cool, it has keyboard shortcuts and all of those things. And now I'm just doing ads for Linear. Call me Linear. So, okay. All right. Any last words?
Okay, any last words? That's a big question. I mean, it's just really keeping a few rules in mind, because you cannot keep track of all the best practices. There are a ton of best practices, and you definitely are not going to be doing all of them. So what helps is having a few rules in your mind, so that you can assess how you're doing. It's taking care of your mental state and making sure you're staying productive. And if you're not, dissecting why exactly you're not. Actually, this is something I wanted to point out, and it's when you're not feeling good working remotely, maybe it's helpful to ask deeper than maybe it's just remote work. Sometimes it's not remote work. Yeah. Most of the times it's not remote work. Yeah. Because what remote work does is it just it amplifies any problems that you used to have. So if your team used to have a lack of communication, if you go remote, it's going to blow up. Yeah. Same thing for your personal issues. So just ask yourself, why am I not feeling well working remotely, and what is it exactly? And the other thing I would say is communicating with your team. So finding a good balance with your team and deciding, agreeing all of you on this, on something that works. And, you know, just adding some discipline to it, because let's be honest, it's not easy posting updates every day. Sometimes you get so sunk into what you're doing and you're like, oh my God, I want to finish and now I still have to post an update. So just pushing yourself those times where it feels hard, because the fruits of it are very, very much worth it. And being intentional about keeping your connection with your teammates and with people in general, because if you are not intentional about it, you're going to isolate. And especially if you're somewhat of an introvert, it's very easy to just go that way and just completely isolate from people. And so just be very intentional about keeping connections with your team. Have calls with them. Don't be afraid to go and talk to people and ask them, can we just have like a virtual coffee? It's you know, maybe people are not reaching out, but maybe they do need you to reach out. So yeah, those are the main things that come to mind.
All right, fair enough. Well, yeah, thank you very much for all the great advice. I can't promise that I'll do all of them. First of all, like I'm in the same sort of place where you are right now. So I'm reading a lot about this. I already tried a lot of it. Some stuff worked, some stuff didn't work.
Yeah.
Also I know that I have a lot of stuff to do also, and I'm sort of trying to do that. For example, le truc deal lunch. Yeah, I mean it's just a question deal making sure that I'm keeping a good routine, like a very healthy routine, like that is a little bit normal. And so I'm still working on that, like keeping, you know, a normal day as if I'm working at the office, right? But yeah, I mean, even when I was working at the office, I would still like have lunch at like 6 p.m., 5 p.m. So it was not that weird or anything like that.
Exactly.
But yeah, so thank you for all the great insights. Yeah, enjoy the lockdown. Enjoy the lockdown some more.
Thank you.
And also thank you very much for everyone who watched us today. This is going to be recorded, so you can watch it later if you want, and or if you want to share it with someone else. And obviously, we're going to have a new episode next week. DevRev every week, Wednesday at 8 p.m. Moroccan time, not EST or PST. But yeah, so the episode is going to be also on YouTube if you're interested in that. And obviously, yeah, have a nice evening to all of you, and cheers.
Bye.
Bye.